The Divrei Torah tonight are Le'ilui Nishmas Yisrael Ben Meir, Shamashav Aliyah Mechayel Ochayel. I guess the question that is on everyone's mind, or ought to be, is where do you go from Shavuos? Right, is the Matan Torah the greatest Gilui Elokus that there ever was in history and ever will be? There's never an event like it, where... Shama Kim Medaber Mitocha Esh, we heard God's voice directly from the fire. We saw Panim Bapanim. Where do you go from there? right. What? Right. Yeah. So you would like to believe that there's, life didn't stop there, that's all downhill from there. Right. There's somewhere to go up. Right. Now, an amazing thing to contemplate, to think about, is that if we would know where Har Sinai is, it's not where they take you on the Sinai tours, right? But if we would know where Har Sinai is, there was the greatest revelation there ever in history. Is there any inyan, right, to any prohibition whatsoever, any inyan to not go up on Har Sinai, wherever it may be? Absolutely. Torah said, "Bimshoch hayovo hema yalu bahar." Right, once they hear the shofar blow, they can go up there on the mountain, and that was the greatest revelation there ever was. And you could go there like nothing happened. So that already tells you something, that there may have been a great revelation there, but was there absorption? Right? Was there absorption? So now the Ramban already points out, and we have this sugya. We always read Parshas Naso following Shavuos in most years. This year is no exception. Right? So we have Chanukas HaMishkan. And the Ramban already points out something, that some of the laws, that not everyone could walk into the Mishkan. Aaron only Kodesh Kodashim. Moshe could also walk into the Kodesh HaKodashim. And then there's where the Kohanim could go, and there's where the Levim could go, and there's where the Yisraelim could go. It's reminiscent of the Hagbalah that there was by Sinai. And indeed, right, the Kedusha that there was by Har Sinai gets transferred to the Mishkan, and then ultimately becomes Kavua in Har HaBayis Ad Hayom Hazeh, where the Kedusha is Mario, whereas this Hagbalah was in the Mishkan, wherever the Mishkan stood. When the Mishkan, gets removed and gets transported somewhere else, you could go to that place where the Mishkan used to be, and that's not a problem either, right? But once it reached the Beis Olamim on Har HaMoriah, then it became permanent. The Kedusha there is, La'ad L'netzach Netzachim. There's an interesting thing of how the Kedusha of Sinai didn't get absorbed. Then by the Mishkan, it reappears, but it doesn't stick to the ground. It sticks to the ground, in Har HaBayis, right? As a Dover Nifla Adli Mizbonein, that the absorption of Kedusha, is not equal. And Dafka, where the Kedusha was the greatest, it didn't stick, right? The greatest revelation. We have some interesting topics in this week's parsha that we always read following Shavuos. Aside from Chanukas HaMishkan, right, which is, we started discussing that, it seems that Sinai got transferred there, right? But there's also some interesting stuff there. We have to understand how it's all connected, right? We start counting continue with the counting of the Levim, right? And then we also go into, there's Sota, there's Nazir, Birkas Kohanim, seemingly on the surface, hardly related, except everyone knows the famous Chazal, Roes Sota Birkukula, Yazir Atzmo Minayayin. Right, but to understand all these different topics that we have following Matan Torah. So there's a saying Niflolis Bonin. The pasuk says Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Morosha Kilas Yaakov. Right, it's a inheritance under the congregation of Jacob. Right, so Chazal say Al Tikrei Morosha Ela Meorasa. Right? Don't read it Morosha. Read it Ma'orasa, like we are. We've been married to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. But everyone knows that marriage is in two parts. Now, we in this day and age do it all on the same night. But you know, from the Sugyas and the Gemara, there's Erusin, as in Ma'orasa, and then there's Nisuin. There are different, there are special halachas. You know, there's the Na'ara HaMa'orasa that the Pasuk talks about in Parshas Ki Tse'etse, special penalty that if Chas V'Shom, she does, she's Beskila, right? But then there's the Nesua, where it goes down to Chenek, but it also goes the other way, right? You know, even though, you know, a woman is an Ashes Ish Gemura at the time of Erusin, but we know there's still another step that is to be attained with Nisuin. Kala below Bracha Asura Kanida. Even though she's now Asura Kuliyama Kehekdish, after the Erusin, she's still not permitted to her husband. Right? She has to, they have to go through Nisuin. Right? There are other halachas that for instance, Kohen being metame to his wife, it's L'sheira Krova Elov, right? They have to be close. That means they went through Nisuin. Erusin is not enough. Right? So there's another level to marriage following the Erusin that makes her usher to the rest of the world, but it doesn't make her mutter to you. And then there's the act of taking her into your house, and then there's, you know, that's the Nisuin, and that's when she becomes mutter to her husband, and that ups the relationship to what's called She'ero HaKrova Elov. So now, if Torah Tehillim Mo Rasha, I'll declare Mo Rasha Ela Mo Rasa, we are to derive from that. That in Torah also, you know, if it's our marriage to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it is that way, V'lakachti Eschem Li La'am, right? V'isem Li Sklom, Gars Gav, V'atim Tili Mamlechus Konim, He took us as a nation, we're bonded to Him. So in Torah also, it's in two phases. There's the Erusin, and then there's the Nisuin, right? So now, we mentioned, right, the Mishkan. That's like taking her, you know, taking the Shekhinah into the house. As a matter of fact, you know, it's a Medrash in Parshas Truma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you took my Torah, right? I have to come. I come. You take me. It's a package deal. You take the Torah. You take me. And that's why now you have to build the Mishkan. That's a Medrash in Parshas Truma that the Binyan on Mishkan is a direct outcome of Matan Torah. The Torah came to earth. So now the Shekhinah comes to earth. Right? And the Shekhinah goes into the Mishkan, and the Mishkan's like, you know, being machniso letoch beso. Now we're in, you know, one house together with the Ribon Shalom, right? And that's like the Nisuin, right? Because Erusin may make a legal bond between husband and wife, but they're not intimate, they're not connected. That's what the Nisuin does. And that's the function of the Mishkan, right? After Matan Torah, so of course Matan Torah, you know, permanently bonds us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bebchinas Erusin. But then there's the Mishkan, which is Bechinas Nisuin. Now we live under one roof, and now we're intimate, and that's where the Kedusha sticks. Because even if Erusin would make her Osra Kol Yama Kehagish, she's still not mutter to her husband. And so now the Nisuin, you know, is with the Binyan HaMishkan, which we read about now, you know, in this week's parsha, particularly Chanukas HaMishkan. Now, what's the term Chanukas HaMishkan? Right? Chinuch. Right, that is to put the Kedusha into the Mishkan. That's why it comes from the same root. Rashi explains in Parshas Lech Lecha, Vayirak es Chanichav, Yilidei Beso, Avram Vinu alerted, right? Chanichav, right? Those that he educated. So Rashi comes to explain, well, what's the term chinuch? And he says, when a person goes into, you know, Reishis Ha'odam or Kli, B'melachto Shu Osid Lamo Mera, the beginning of an entrance into your destiny, right? That's called chinuch. That's where chinuch really is different than stam limud. They are very similar, right? But chinuch, where chinuch goes beyond limud, is to internalize what you learn, right? Is to give the student his destiny, to make him connected. Like chanuch lenar al pidarko, hasba gam kiyaskin lo yasimena. If you rechanuch him in a way that if sits well with him, he's not going to stray, even later in life. That is the internalization, right? And so now the Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, right, to debate the Malachim, right, he had to debate. Well, the Malachim wanted the Torah for themselves, right? So we had a Jewish lawyer; they didn't. That's why we won, Right? So so it said when they first made their claim is alluded to, says the Gemara in the pasuk in Tehillim, says Hashem Adonenu Ma'adir Shimcha B'chol Arts Asher Tna Hotcha Hashemayim. Your name is mighty everywhere, even on earth, but put your glory in heaven. Right? So then after Moshe Benu bested them in the argument, so the kapitel goes on, it says Tam Hashem Adonenu Ma'adir Shimcha B'chol Arts. How mighty is your name on earth? So the Mefarshim explained, because the Torah is called Shem Mosav Shakash Ruch, the Torah is the ultimate divine name because it's the greatest revelation. What we know about God is what He revealed in the Torah. And now the Shem Shamayim is on earth. Right? It's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now legally owns us, but Shem Shamayim relocated to earth. And so now, what does it say? Just so, Birkas Kohanim. V'samu es Shmi al b'nei Yisrael, v'ani avarechem. Right, they're going to put my divine name on the Jewish people. Right, what does it say by the Nazir? That Nazir Elokov Olav, there's Kedusha manifest on the guy. There's Kedusha in earth. That's Birkas Kohanim. It's Samu Shmi al b'nei Yisrael. So now Sota. Right, so now one of the big avodas of Sota is that we, so it's a fact that by no quince, we take from Karka HaMishkan, right? We take, from the earth that there was in the Mishkan by no coincidence. Same idea. And what do? We erase Shem Shamayim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chazal point out that how great it is that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow his great name, his name, to be erased to make shalom between Ish and Isha. That means that the Kedushas HaZivuk is at least worth the divine name. If you're going to let the divine name be erased to make shalom between man and his wife, which again, an indication that Shem Shamayim is now on earth, right? That Shem Shamayim has come down and now has been absorbed, within earth. So this is the next level that Shavuos made Erusin. Shavuos, who separated us from the rest of the nations, just like Erusin separates the woman from all the rest of the men of the world, Asr Lao Kul Ame Kehegdish. But then there's the higher level of internalizing that light, and that doesn't happen at Sinai. That happens in the Mishkan. That is the function of the Mishkan. And that is what the Zohar says, right? That Sefer Bamidbar is called Chumash HaPikudim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to count Chayle Eiraisa V'Chayle Mashkina. Right? He wants to count the soldiers of the Torah and the soldiers of the Mishkan. And that's how our parsha rolls up. Noson is Rosh B'nei Gershom Gamheim. We're counting Chayle Mashkina, right? The soldiers of the Mishkan, because that's the next level. Of course, with Matan Torah, we're all Chayle Oraisa. We're all the Chayolim of the Torah, right? And that's Keser Torah Munach Lakol. But then there's Chayle Mashkina, right? The Mishkan, which is Keneged, where the Shechina now dwells and is internalized. And we could say Al Derech Drush Parshas Noso Miloshin Nesuin, right? So now, and this is the infinite process that goes on still. Why Matan Torah never stopped? This is to go into the Omek, what the Maral points out, that we make a bracha, Baruch HaTorah Hashem, no say in that Torah, Lashon Hove. As if Matan Torah is still happening, right? And Matan Torah is indeed still happening. And because Hagob Ba'atzmecha, right? Torah is infinite. How do you transfer infinite in a finite amount of time? So it means that Shavuos triggered a process that, so now Torah is already Ibergegeben. It's given, it's called ours and not the angels, but it's infinite. The absorption of what was given is what's taking generations and generations and generations and is not stopping. So even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his end transferred title to the Torah at Shavuos, the avoda of all the doros is to constantly internalize more, and every door is taking in another level of internalizing of the Torah. So from our end, Matan Torah never stopped. We're still internalizing it. And that's why it's not some poetry or self-deception. Shebechol yom yu beinecha kechadosh. Look at Torah's new every day. You're supposed to pretend, right? No, it's real. It's real. Because this infinite light that takes forever for us to absorb, HaKadosh Baruch Hu transferred title to that light, by Shavuos, right? But it takes forever to absorb. And this is what it means. What Chazal tell us, right? Afil mashetamid vasik shom meirabo hakol nigle leMoshe b'Sinai. Hakadosh revealed everything to Moshe, right? Even what any Talmud will ask his Rebbe. So why don't we know everything already? It was all revealed to Moshe. So of course, what it means is, of course, everything was revealed to Moshe because Moshe Rabbeinu forever is the vehicle, right, to make Torah come to earth, right? But it has to all be revealed to Moshe, otherwise there is no transfer. There is no transfer of. But for us to internalize it, to realize everything that was nigla to Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu being on Hashem's side of this table, right? He represents the giver. So mitzido, in a crash course of 40 days and 40 nights in Shemaim, to him was all revealed. It takes us all the generations to absorb everything that was revealed to him. Right? And this is the Avod of the Doors, and this is where we go after Shavuos. So Shavuos is a renewal of the wedding vows. Right, it's a renewal of the Erusin. It's a renewal of the initial commitment. Right, but the Avodah after Shavuos, Parshas Naso, Al Derech Hamlitza, Miloshin Nesuin, is going, continue with the infinite process that every generation adds another level of another. Every generation will now internalize another level of the infinite or, and in that way, it's mamish. Every generation could see new chachos and Torah. The door before them did not see, because it takes forever. It'll take all the doris, Marosha Kilos Yaakov. It'll take all the generations Kilos Yaakov together, combined, for all of the or of Torah to be fully transferred.